That was Nothing For You, the new single from Milburn, which is out now, and I'm delighted to be joined on the phone by lead singer Joe Carnell. Hello, Joe.
How you doing, mate? All right?
Yeah, good, thanks. Let's talk about Milburn getting together again. You got together last year after 8 years apart. So how do you get a band back together after being apart for so long?
With great difficulty. We've been talking about it for a while in the build-up. Nothing serious, just it's just, I suppose it's a natural for the conversation when you bump into your old mates and you ask what they're up to. And so, yeah, maybe there were a few rumours amongst ourselves, but the timing was never right for one reason or another. We all had individual sort of projects or bands we were involved with, so Milburn would have overshadowed those. But by the time 8 or 9 years down the line, everything seemed to be calm and there was nothing much going on at that time. And I think people had sort of, including myself in this, had sort of got over themselves a little bit, and we were ready to sort of reapproach it with maybe a bit of a more mature, relaxed attitude rather than, you know, the early days where you're 19 and you want to take over the world.
So you just felt like the time was right when you did get back together then?
Yeah, maybe we needed 8 years, because don't forget, Milburn started when I was 13 or 14.
Oh, wow.
So by the time the second album had come out, we'd been together 8 years, 7 years, which seemed really strange, because by the second album, I was only 21. So from the outside, it looks as though we were only just getting going, which we were in sort of a commercial sense, but we'd been together a long time.
Wow, so you're still kind of in your 20s and you're on your comeback, which is not a bad thing to be in your 20s, really.
Yeah, it's worked out all right, yeah. A bit like a Michael Jackson, famous at six, or whatever he was.
A lot of bands get back together again just for a few gigs and T-shirt sales and that kind of thing, but you've been really busy in the studio the last 18 months. You've got a new album coming out later this month. Did you feel that the recording was really important, that you had unfinished business, that it was something you had to do?
Well, initially, we probably could be accused of just getting back for a bit of cash for our kids or our houses, that sort of thing. But then it sort of took on a life of its own. And we decided that if we were going to carry on, we weren't just going to sort of exploit people and just play the old tunes, because it feels like a bit naff, a bit, you know, a bit cutthroat to do that. So we thought, well, if we're going to do it, if we're going to go on a proper tour, we need to get some new music together, just to give it a sense of purpose and a bit of credibility. So we started thinking about new songs, and then that became a record, almost accidentally.
How have the new songs been going down live? Because you've obviously been doing a lot of gigs, and you've been road testing the songs, and are the Milburn fans enjoying them as much as the old ones?
Good, it's exciting again. For us playing them, it's really exciting. As any sort of musician tell you that, you always look forward to playing your new stuff. I know that's a bit selfish sometimes, but in the long run, it's the right thing to do. And yeah, they're going down really well. Midnight Control, the first single, which people have had the most familiarity with, that goes down really well. There's a drop down bit towards the end, and everyone sings it back. I suppose the difference with this is the new stuff is it's a bit sort of slower, reflecting our ages, maybe.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it's a bit harder to get everyone going for it, but it doesn't mean they're not listening and singing and enjoying it.
Obviously, you're touring as well. You've got another tour in November. You're playing The Electric at Brixton, which will be our local gig. I read it was part of your biggest UK tour. Is that right?
It is, yeah. This one is, yeah. It's just strange, isn't it? Like, absence makes the heart grow fonder, clearly. So we've come back and we're selling more tickets than we did before. We hopefully have as highest album chart position when it comes out in a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's just a really strange thing. We thought a few years ago, they've probably just sort of said, no, it's not happening, never again sort of thing. No one cares. But they do. So hopefully it'll carry on snowballing. I mean, this record is, in my opinion, obviously, the best we've made. And the songwriting's just better. The lyrics are better. But it's hard for people to battle against the old nostalgia of the first couple of records. So, you know, from my perspective, I'm saying you should go and get it. But I understand that it has a special place in people's memories, the early stuff.
But you're pretty proud of the new stuff, obviously, and it ranks up with anything else that you've ever done.
Definitely, yeah. We were helped or sort of guided by Bill Ryder Jones, formerly of The Coral. He produced it down in Parr Street in Liverpool, and it's just got a bit of, I suppose I want to say class about it in terms of the songwriting. So he was almost the referee in there, or the barometer. And so if he approved of it, we were quite confident that it was pretty good.
Well, we've heard some of it, and we've been playing it on the radio, and we like what we hear so far. So hopefully there's more to come with that. As well as the new album and the tour, you're out on Sunday as well at the Mile End Stadium, taking part in this year's Soccer Six Fest.
That's right, yeah. Just limbering up as we speak.
I've never actually been. Is it a proper tournament that everyone takes really seriously?
I'd hope not. Oh, do I hope not? I'm not sure. I've been to something similar, but I don't think it was the actual Soccer Sixes. I don't know, mate. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, team talks and dressing rooms or short pulling and shirt pulling and, you know, tripping up and all that sort of behaviour. So I don't know. We can do either when called upon. We can be serious. We actually met as the reason we all know each other is because we used to play football together as kids.
Oh, right.
So we're all pretty steady. But what I think what's going to be the undoing of us is our fitness. And we're not in peak physical condition, unfortunately.
I can't speak for all the other bands there, but I imagine a lot of the other bands aren't training as if they were playing football all the time. So hopefully
maybe it's a level playing field in that respect.
Yeah, I'm very aware that you come from a city with two big rival teams. Are you all on the same side as football supporters, or are there rivalries within the band?
We're all Wednesday fans. We're all Wednesday fans. All the best people are Wednesday fans. Apart from Jess Ennis, I'll give her that.
Okay. Well, I'm a West Ham fan, so I've got... I guess if I had to pick between the two, I probably wouldn't pick the other one, but...
I didn't think so, after that relegation season.
Yeah, they don't seem to like West Ham very much. Is it true
they don't like you very much, no.
Is it true that Wednesday fans sing I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles when you play Sheffield United, or was that just a joke?
I think initially afterwards, after that event, they might have rubbed it in a little bit, yeah.
We've got a lot of West Ham supporters on the station, so I'm sure they'll be pleased to hear. Yeah. Okay.
You got your first win last night, is that correct?
We did, yeah. We managed to fluke a goal in and then scramble one in over the line, so we're back to business now.
They all count, mate.
It was just good to be off the bottom. That's all we can say. Well, Joe, thanks very much for having a chat with us today. Good luck with the soccer and with the tour, of course, as well. We're looking forward to hearing the finished album and giving it some play on the radio. Good luck.
Cheers. Thank you for support as well.